long to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred, let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls, let me bring forgiveness.
Hello, my friends. It's been a little while since we've listened to each other come together to hear the movement of the day. Or maybe this morning you listened to another podcast and wondered, what are Greg and Dan up to? Well, one of the things that we've been thinking about, the complexities of the time that we live in and how the gospel encounters them. Or better said, how Jesus, who brought us the gospel, the good news, of his Father's love for us, of the incredible experience of a Trinitarian life that comes to us, a pure gift, how all of this is making sense or nonsense, it seems, in an age when there's so much brokenness and illness. I've been talking with friends, some of us very active in movements, both of peace movements, and at the time we were calling them anti-segregation movements or different names or language pieces that just aren't appropriate anymore for the rising up of Black voices and the voices of others in our culture who are looking for not a place, their place, along with the rest of us who seem to have found our place. Risking it a bit and having just a little time reflecting on this, I wonder if it is for all of us to turn to one another and advocate for each other, speak about and to one another about the central truth of our relationships, which is to say our place, individually and together in the world. The gospel for this Sunday, Matthew 11:25-30, Jesus is explaining that he's praising his Father for all that we have, things that have been hidden. And boy, are a lot of them hidden, it seems, at this time. I mean, for me to go on about this, we could say, well, where is the Trinity? Where are these relationships? They don't seem to be playing themselves out. And I would say precisely, that's why you and I are digging a little deeper here. Even leaving some quiet between words, so that those things that are hidden might emerge in the light of the one who is light. They are revealed to the little ones, these wonderful hidden things, not held back, held off, but simply somewhat obscured, possibly, by the way we live or have been living. But as you and I take time and hear that, and then Jesus' next words, yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus invites us to take a deep pause and feel and hear all of us together, each of us as the one we are, in the hands and arms of a loving God who lifts us up from the place where this truth might be hidden in the confusion of our time, in violence or materialism, those words that fly out of our mouths that try to encompass the history of coming to the place where we are, where a person seems to have little value at times. Or we easily trade off the value of a person for commodities or success or productivity, it seems. You and I are called back to the place of a child because these little ones believe in that. It is to say that we haven't yet God, or we come back to our second naivete. We've had our hands burnt, we've struggled in the world, but we're listening to this freedom that is ours in Jesus, this fullness of love that is given to us. And in that, as we pause a little bit, we hear not only the words of this gospel and other passages of the good news, but we might even let ourselves feel, visualize, listen to a voice that calls us forth from hiding, our own hiding, our own obscurity, our woundedness that has had us be lost at times. For now we are found. You will find rest for yourselves, Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. My yoke is easy. My burden light. My friends, we play sometimes with that wonderful word light here at the mountain. We think of it as Christ the light, the lights being lit in the chapel at night after the candle's been lit. I think of it as the light on probably some of your faces when we've re-met after a while. Some of you, I don't know you, but other people have encountered you and saw a light there. Oh, you look well today. Oh, things seem happy for you now. We come through times of difficulty. We are in one together, and we are together in this one. We aren't in this tough time if we're not together. We don't get out of this on our own, but the wonderful thing is we're already out of whatever it is. It's no longer hidden. And Jesus is the one. He's the one who's gathered us in. He's spoken to us deeply. He's the one who said, come to me, all of you who labor. And this is the invitation to every culture, color, disposition, inclination, every one of us. In fact, individually, and that's where I've reflected on this, parts of ourselves that at times we feel are disoriented, not facing the sun, not brought in, not one. We are one in Christ, all of us, now. And this allows us to begin some of the cultural shift, attitudinal change, healing of our hearts where they are hardened towards one another, whether it's the deep, deep experience of racism in our nation, and with that some other profoundly troubling separation we have from another person or persons. All of this shifts a bit and is gathered in by the Christ who sees us as a troubled people. He sees us laboring very hard. Come to me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And he says, concluding the gospel for this Sunday after the 4th of July, you will find rest for yourselves. But that rest comes after our labor, my sisters and brothers. We have a lot to work on, and we can. We sometimes pick up the task and the relationship and the concerns, and then we go on to other things, or something else seems to present itself. But I would suggest there's some simple, plain, outspoken need to both experience and celebrate our unity as a community of sisters and brothers, children of the same God. of the God who is given to us in Jesus, in his own relationship, where he teaches each of us, no matter what our color, disposition, place on earth, our Father. You and I speak from a deep place in our heart where we're not alone. We're not only ourselves in a separate way, but we become ourselves when we find our unity and community with one another. Rather than stepping aside from the issues of racism and materialism of our time and the illness that faces us that has us in competition and confusion, we need to take a breath and go deeper and listen to the Lord who calls us from these places of division and exhaustion and enter into the silence that we have right now to treasure the union and communion that we have in this mysterious and loving God that those of us who are Christians see as manifest for us now in Jesus Christ, and whose Spirit fills the world, renewing us and healing us, calling us to be who we are, to be one. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and see the beauty of one another. Still and sense your own beauty. Still and see us in a community of incredible difference and glorious, glorious beauty. Be still and know we're looking at the face of God.
Awake from your slumber. I'll rise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people of darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night. City of God, may your tears be turned into dancing, for the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. Let us build the city of God, may your tears be turned into dancing, for the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night, turned the night.